Every Monday morning, or every other Monday morning, rather, we catch up with our good friend, the captain at the Bloomington Police Department. It's Captain Steve Kellums. Captain Kellums, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. How are you?
I'm great. Happy holidays to you, too. And good morning, Margaret.
Good morning. We're so glad to have you here today.
Do you have all your Christmas shopping done?
Yeah, as if. No, hopefully I'll be able to get out this weekend and hit some of those local stores and pick up some fun stuff. Tried to lay off all of the internet shopping this year just for all the reasons we always talk about. So I'm looking forward to actually going into some stores and talking to some people and, you know, finding that that gift that you just don't see very often.
And don't forget, every Saturday, well, that will be the 16th and the 23rd, there will be free parking in the city of Bloomington. So that's something you don't have to be fighting for quarters or swiping cards or forgetting how much time is on your meter. You just get there and you get after it. So that's a nice little angle there from the city to help us out.
And we've been doing that for the last several years. And again, trying to get people to, it's so easy to sit on in your couch and get on your iPad and order those things. And, you know, we're trying to get people off of that and out into the community, support local businesses, and just get out and enjoy the downtown, enjoy everything that Bloomington has to offer.
Well, and I mean, do you really want to just go and get everybody the only the things that are available in online? I mean, frankly, there's a ton of things here locally that you can get that you won't find anywhere else.
You have to remember, some of us have shopping anxiety.
Oh, yeah, right, whatever, glass. You just don't want to go do it, period. And besides, you send
That's
Joanne
exactly
out to do it anyway.
My
you know,
wife
so what
can
are
do
you
that,
talking
yeah.
about?
She's the consumer.
Don't listen to him, everyone. He's not doing this shopping. He's got this beautiful blonde woman in his house that takes care of him.
It's all those other
and
people out there that creep me out. I don't want to be calling the police all the time.
Oh, yeah. He gets worried about the people, although he goes to all this sports stuff. I don't even want to hear it.
I'm safely hidden away up in the booth from all of that out there. Well, if we're talking about Christmas time, we know that Indiana University, obviously it's finals week this week, and then we know that things get quiet over there. We hope it stays quiet. How much message are you in the IU Police Department reminding folks, if you're leaving for Christmas break, which a lot of them are, please lock up your stuff?
You're going to see it several times this week on our Facebook page. Just, you know, our Lock It or Lose It campaign that we've been doing for the last several years. We're going to push it again. You know, we know when Christmas time comes, Thanksgiving, those breaks, they leave. And, you know, sometimes kids just aren't really, you know, thinking straight. They've just finished those finals. They're worn out. They can't wait to get home and enjoy Christmas and let mom and dad, you know, cook for them and clean for them and let them sit and watch TV. And they forget they need to lock their stuff up or it won't be there when they get home. So, and they come back to school. So we need to make sure that people get those doors locked. Leave those lights on.
And if you didn't remember, just make sure that you go in. You have a friend who's still in town. Ask them to go over and check and make sure that your place is locked up.
Yeah, make sure, you know, if you've got somebody staying over or staying in town over the holiday break, to make sure that they can check on your things. You know, there's all kinds of little things you can do to keep your home safe. And this goes for the people that are going to, you know, Disneyland over the holiday vacations or Disney World, traveling to visit family and are going to be gone for a week or so. They have to make sure they do the exact same thing because, unfortunately, this time of the year, we do see an uptick in those burglaries and thefts, and we want to make sure that people stay safe. And burglars look for the easiest way in. So if your house is unlocked, they're going to burglarize you. If the neighbor's house is locked, they're going to pass that by because they'll look for the easy.
And it doesn't hurt to make friends with your neighbors and have them keep an eye on your place. I mean, you know, we're very fortunate, the folks that live across the street from us. They're always around, and they don't mind watching if we take a trip or something like that. And people need to take advantage of those kind of things. It doesn't hurt to become friends and let people know that, you know, hey, you know, just take a peek at the place from time to time and make sure that everything's okay.
The good old-fashioned nosy neighbor can sometimes be very helpful in a community. So, yes, and that's the thing is, if you're going to be around for the holidays and not leaving, you know, let your neighbors know you're going to be around. If they're going to be gone, keep an eye on their things. If you see a car that's not supposed to be there or lights on that were off or any of those things that look suspicious, make sure you contact the police department, and we'll come out and check it.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. And checking in from the Bloomington Police Department. The other side of that is we talked about Christmas shopping and people being out and about. I was just breezing through the paper over the weekend, and you already see, you know, wallet and phone stolen from a car, things like that. People, well, I mean, if you're going to leave it in your car in plain sight and not lock your car door, it's just...
that's silly. You know, we all have glove compartments and these little compartments usually
in
between.
You have a trunk,
use it. Yeah, you know, I mean, don't leave the stuff sitting out.
And that's the thing with shopping, right, and everything else that goes with that. Don't advertise, right?
Exactly. I mean, keep things out of the, you know, put them in the trunk of your car. If you don't have a trunk, most SUVs have those cargo covers. Put those things where they can't be seen, or even carry them with you, because that makes a big difference. Again, people generally won't burglarize, or they won't commit those crimes if there's not an obvious reward there. So get those electronics out of the front seat of the car. Take the phones with you and the wallets, and lock those packages up in the trunk, or even if you have to, carry them with you. And that goes for the package deliveries. We have seen a big uptick in the thefts of packages from the front of houses over the last 2 weeks. So, you know, we try to remind people, again, we talked about this last time I was on, is, you know, make sure that you know when those packages are going to be delivered. Try to have someone there to collect those and not leave them on the front porch or the front steps. Again, if you have neighbors that can watch that for you, or even collect those for you, if you can have them delivered to another location where you'll be, or even contact the delivery companies and see if they can't deliver them at specific times when you'll be home. I got a package on Sunday I think it was almost 6 o'clock yesterday, last night.
Oh my.
So they're delivering all hours, and I know that they can work with you to try to keep your packages safe.
Well, they don't want to have to take and try to replace it. That's no fun for anybody. I mean, what ends up happening is that everybody loses out on that.
Absolutely. And, you know, we posted some pictures on Facebook of someone who was stealing packages, and we were able to identify them, and our detectives are following up with that case and make some arrests in that. So, again, anything you can do.
Yeah, you have a great picture on Facebook for that. You have a great picture. So if people have a moment, get on Bloomington Police Department's Facebook page, and you'll see this individual who's stealing packages. So we can get them taken care of and off the streets and not being, jeez, I can't even.
Stop. John Hamilton is the mayor of Bloomington, and he had a pretty cool ride along with you, tweeting from a day on the beat. Tell us about how that went.
It went really well. We were excited to have the mayor come out and ride with our officers. He'd been talking about doing it for a while. He spent the day with the firefighters, and, you know, it's only fair to come spend the day with the police officers.
Right.
And he rode with Officer Morgan Burns, one of our great officers who also does a lot of downtown resource work as well as other things, and heavily involved in our police department. So not only were we excited to have the mayor, but, you know, we know we had him in great hands with Officer Burns, and they spent the day just experiencing police work. We didn't do anything special with the mayor. He got in the car and he responded to the same calls that Officer Burns responds to on a normal basis. So he got to see a lot of, you know, what goes on day to day. And not only is he really aware of that because we provide him with the information of the statistics, but, you know, sometimes you really just have to, you know, get in that car and just really experience it. And we were excited to have him do that, and I think he had a good time.
And what is the takeaway from that? Is he just literally want to have the firsthand experience to have a point of reference? Is there something specifically he's looking for in those statistics? What is he just reaching out to you guys to know that he's paying attention?
Well, I mean, I think it's a little bit of all of that. You know, again, when we talk about the statistics, we can talk about those all day long, but there's always stories behind those statistics. And that makes a huge difference when you have that firsthand knowledge of those stories and what they actually mean. And I think that he had a desire to understand a little bit more of that, as well as just to get to know what it is that we do on a firsthand basis, as well as show us that, you know, that he cares a little bit. So I'm sure all those reasons were in play whenever he made the decision to come out and ride with us, and we were really happy to see it.
Excellent. And is that something he's going to do on a regular basis, or is that just a something that could develop over time?
Well, I don't know. We haven't talked about that, but I think that that's something that could definitely develop over time. I'm sure that he doesn't have the time to come out and do it on a regular basis, but, you know, hopefully next year we might be able to see the same thing at some point in time when he gets some availability to just come out and see what's developed, what some of his initiatives have developed, and where we've gone with a variety of different approaches to dealing with, you know, not only crime, but just the community itself and, you know, the how to get along and live in Bloomington.
Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department is our guest this morning. He pops in every other Monday. Heck, every other Monday will be Christmas next time, so we won't see you till the 8th. My goodness, that'll be a long time from now. Between now and then, is there...
Where's the Elf on the Shelf going to be?
There you go.
Well, you know, if I knew that, I'd have lotto numbers for you too, right?
That elf is crafty. He'll move around on that. Are you doing any coffee with a cop or coffee with Santa here over the holidays? You have any charitable causes you want to get out there and tell us about?
You know, right now over the holidays, it's really just kind of letting our people focus on their own families. We've done so much this year. As we sat down and started looking at scheduling for this part of the year, it was really difficult to get some things done, and we wanted to make sure our officers and our employees just had a chance to enjoy the holidays themselves. You know, we're going to have a lot of officers working on Christmas Day and working on Christmas Eve. You know, we're one of those businesses, those city organizations that are not closed. We know that those officers, I did it for a good 10 or 15 years working on those Christmas days. And our officer that has to do that, they find those other days, whether it be the weekends or other days off, to get together with family. And so that kind of spreads that holiday out for a couple of weeks there in the public safety families. It just spreads it out. So because of that, we're not going to do anything here towards the end of the year, but you'll see some good new information come out of the first of the year whenever we start planning next year's community engagements.
Excellent, because I know Bob Neely used to do some stuff over the Christmas holiday, so I was just wondering if that was still continuing.
Well, you know, unfortunately, we lost Bob a couple of years ago, and he was definitely a character, and you know, we continue to keep Bob in our hearts and minds as well. It's not a day goes by at the police department that somebody doesn't mention some Bobism.
Yeah, he was a very good dude and a very great officer, and helped out this community a bunch. All right, we'll let you get back to work, and when we talk to you next, it'll be 2018. That sounds very weird to say, but that's going to be kind of the norm here. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll get back with you on the 8th.
Thanks very much, and both of you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.